This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from Studio E here at my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes in particular for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel. Felix, send the bulk mail hauler guys. Yep, men, gals, I might add. Thank you very much. As well as FedEx and the UPS drivers. Also the Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook as the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It is the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase, all put together. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And our guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, is over there with a link to get to his stuff and check and see what he's up to with military matters. And we are going to get to him right now. Good morning, Colonel.
Morning, Captain.
All righty. Bye, guys. See ya. Have a great night. Okay, there they go. It's a nice warm night here tonight, so they're enjoying the upper deck.
Yeah, as am I, and I feel all the much more warmer as I look at everybody freezing and most of the rest of the nation.
Thank you very much. They can stay up there and enjoy it all they want. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we have a situation going on right now in Missouri where the district attorney, Kim Gardner, has been asked to resign by 12 noon today. Now, not only is the Missouri Attorney General in the middle of this, but also the Missouri legislature, both the Senate and the House, they've got enough bipartisan support to vote this woman out to impeach her, and that's what's going to happen. She apparently has let a bunch of people go and not charged them for whatever reason. And some of them happen to have been murderers. One person was there in the middle of a murder trial, and they dropped the charges and let the person go. And they went out and promptly killed somebody.
Yeah, Captain, of course, this particular story is the highlight of today. But as we know and your listeners know, this is not peculiar to Missouri.
No.
Missouri's the highlight, and of course, it's urban areas like St. Louis has always been centerpiece of this, divided from the more rural and the more conservative parts of that state, and then a split legislature. But there, the Republicans have had been able to come forward, so they've had the ability to call this. But we know that, in many other parts of the country, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, that she's got sisters and brothers that are like-minded, and of course they are funded and put in place through the auspices of the likes of George Soros, and we all know what that source of the evil does right there, and it does exactly, it's intended to do exactly the kind of things you described that she's accused of and he's being asked to resign for. So I hopefully that will come to pass. I don't anticipate that she'll resign, which is going to lead to, you know, the next steps in the showdown in this. Well, it's a cultural war is what it is. It's going on in the United States of America. And the preservation and restoration of the republic rely upon conservatives, constitutional conservatives, being able to get the upper hand in this. So this is just another battle on many battlefield fronts being fought in that war.
Speaking of battles, Donald Trump made it to East Palestine, Illinois, or Ohio yesterday, and as a result, took a bunch of water with him, truckloads of water and cleaning supplies and non-perishable food items that the people can have, because most of them have lost just about everything. And why anybody would want to stay in their home, regardless of the circumstance, with the chemicals that are involved in this is beyond me.
And, of course, the day after, of course, Department of Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, and I know you've got another name for him.
Butthead.
Yeah, Butthead. Yeah, Secretary Butthead is going to make the trip there, and it's a couple days after he says, well, we'll go when the time is right. We won't go up there just to get our pictures taken and get attention. Yeah, so what Trump did while he was there, I think, was purposely intended to be real and genuine and fly in the face of that, doing the kinds of things. And, of course, it wasn't until Buttigieg announced that he was going to visit up there that FEMA decided it was actually going to finally get engaged. So, hey, a day late and a dollar short, right?
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with our friend and contributor, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hello there, and we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch with my guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Now, let me remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Nissan dealerships, and they got a bunch of them. Now, Moss Family Automotive is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're an EMT or an EMS member or a firefighter, get the opportunity, along with police and church pastors, too, to get great deals offered you on your new or certified pre-owned Moss Nissan vehicle. Now, their locations are up in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Then, of course, they have the Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway. Just this side. And they're on the south side of the highway. Check them out wherever they're at. Tell them the captain sent you. And find out why they are striving to be the best car dealership in the country and why they're getting there rapidly. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to Colonel Wright, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, let me see here. I got a question from a listener. Don't know who the listener is. Just have a phone number. Maybe you can ask the Lieutenant Colonel, should we fight Russia directly in a conventional conflict to retake Crimea or stop funding Ukraine completely or take the Biden plan to spend $100 billion for 20 years backing Ukraine?
That's choices A, B, and C. I choose D. None of the above.
Uh-huh.
Here's the problem. The Biden administration has put winning the Ukrainian war, a proxy war, as being the preeminent objective in our international security endeavors, which is nonsense. It has de facto given the Russo-Chinese alliance, and don't make no mistake about it, it is, and it has been for a while, a Russo-Chinese alliance, the advantage economically, diplomatically, and militarily. And that's a mistake. We should have never put Ukraine at the front because Ukraine itself is not at the forefront and never has been at the forefront of United States security interests. It is a sideline. It's a distraction. And I will tell you, the Russians and the Chinese are actually benefiting from that because we are succeeding over time. The naval superiority to the Chinese, the land superiority because we are depleting resources. And I go beyond what Denise Simon says. We should not only be giving away money we don't have, we're starting to give away military equipment and stuff that we can't afford to give away. Mm-hmm. Our military is getting weaker. Our economy has always been weaker, and this has been an advantage. The Russians and the Chinese are not stupid. They've worked this out as an alliance. They know what their relative strengths and weaknesses are, and they understand. That's why they're meeting. Well, that's why they've talked. That's why Putin has announced that the START Treaty, that they're going to suspend adhering to that. It all worked together. It's all done in collusion between those two countries to decide that at our disadvantage. Because we've made the mistake of saying, well, we're going to win in China so that we can say, yay, we won there and Russia and China's done. Nonsense. They are strengthened through our efforts in Ukraine. Yes, we do want Russia to fail in Ukraine. But I tell you what, we put us in a position that a war that will not be won by either one. There's no win-win for either Ukraine or Russia. They're all going to lose in the end. Mm-hmm. But frankly, in the end, strategically, Russia will win this because they've got the means to do it, and they've got the backing of China and others that aren't totally with us to do that because we've got sometimes allies like India and Pakistan and Turkey that have all got different sides of this thing, and we will not win them over. We're playing this wrong. We're not playing the global strategic game. We're forfeiting it because we are so narrowly focused on we got to win in Ukraine. And then victory in Ukraine will lead to some other kind of victory and all that. That is peace through weakness. Peace through weakness. And we're not going to have peace, and we're not going to have strength, either one.
Okay, that leads me to my question about the governor, Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, this week, he's been very busy in New York, Pennsylvania, and Illinois, where he has slammed the liberal soft-on-crime policies while promoting his vision of conservative governance and seeking volunteers that want to come down to Florida, current police officers or retired men that may have been laid off, to come down to Florida, the back the blue state that it is, and become police officers down here. I think that's a great idea. What do you think?
I do, and if you connect it back to our discussion about Missouri and St. Louis and the district attorney there, that's a stark comparison and contrast between the current administration's policies and what our governor is advocating in his Back the Blue tour. Yeah, since Governor DeSantis became governor, we've had about a million new Floridians, and about half of them have been conservatives or Republicans registered that, and a very minute number, about 17,000 registered as Democrats. A lot of them are independents. Independents, the vast majority of whom, who generally lean conservative, but when it comes to this issue about backing the blue, based upon what they've observed the last couple of years, that's a winner. That is a winner. It's a winner in the state of Florida. I think it's a winner, regardless of who gets the GOP nomination. And clearly, our governor is already and has been for a long time in campaign mode to secure the GOP nomination for president in 2024.
Now, only 28% of Americans are satisfied with current immigration levels, down 6 points since January of 2022 when it was 34%. And it's the lowest reading in a decade of Gallup polling. Now, opinions on immigration fall along party lines. 71% of Republicans support decreased immigration, while 36% of independents and 19% of Democrats agree. This is up from 40%, 2%, and 19%, respectively, from 2021. Immigration is still a big problem. I don't see it as being solved anytime soon by what I keep seeing. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, 2 years ago, this was seen as a right-left Republican-Democrat issue. And increasingly, this is yet another winning issue for whoever will be the GOP nominee, because I don't see anybody on the Democrat side, whether it's Biden announces seeking re-election or anybody else, that is going to be able to put forth anything like that, because they have wedded themselves to the failed policies that the current administration has. I mean, you're right. That's a winning issue. It's a huge problem for us. And here's the only thing. You know, I teach a homeschool cooperative every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions I had was talking about immigration. And about 5 years ago, when I first came up with the question, it was pretty clear what the main source of immigrants coming to the country. And it wasn't a bad news story. It was immigrants that had ties in the United States with family members. And I got to tell you, that was the correct answer 2 years ago. And I had that answer. And I had to tell them, I'm sorry, I'm going to give credit for any answer you give, because we don't know. We just plain don't know what all the 30-some million that are unaccounted for and the catch and release. We just don't know. And that's a sad commentary. We don't have immigration policy, period. And we haven't for a long time. We're paying a huge economic price, a huge price on the criminal justice thing. They all tie together. This is a winner for us. And hopefully it's the one way to right this ship of state. It's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Well, we haven't said anything about China until right now. Now I'm going to mention something. Gordon Chang, who, of course, has been in the news a lot, he's an expert on China, believes the Chinese government's burgeoning partnership with Russia is going to influence the battle in Ukraine and divide the entire world. What do you think?
Well, that's already true. And those are saying that, it's going to be, the administration says, well, if China gives arms to Russia and enable them to continue to fight their invasion of Ukraine, that's already been the truth. And Chang is just stating what is known. I have followed him for a while. I had the benefit of meeting him face-to-face at CPAC a couple of years ago, and he's a great human being. I enjoy talking with him, and he's consistent and correct in his assertions.
All right, hold that thought, sir. Be right back, folks, for more. Don't go anywhere. We're going to see if the Colonel can stick around. You have a great day, everybody. Those of you that have to leave us, those of you that are getting up going to work, have yourself a safe drive to work. And if you're up north, bundle up and look out for the ice. There's lots of ice up in the north tonight. Lots of ice. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is tossing around the idea of releasing intelligence it believes shows that China is considering a way to supply weapons and support Russia's invasion in Ukraine. The discussion on public disclosure is ahead of Friday's United Nations Security Council meeting, marking the one-year anniversary since the invasion. A formal warning was delivered over the weekend in Munich to Wang Yi, China's senior foreign policy official, by Western powers. Former President Trump criticized the federal response to the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, as a betrayal during a visit to the village
where residents and local leaders are increasingly frustrated with the minimal federal response.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, we have an extended version of our Captain's America Third Watch because on the telephone line we have from the National Aviation Academy, Bo Browning, and he'll be talking to us from Boston, where he's at right now. At least he's not standing outside in a phone booth where it's probably 20 below zero with the wind, but we'll get to that in a minute. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. It's a very high-paying, in-demand job where you can get a job, and you'll have one for a long time because they need qualified aviation maintenance technicians in the air repair service, as well as the airlines and whatnot that are hiring people that are retiring. Now, we will tell you that the National Aviation Academy is probably one of the oldest and most established airline training facilities for mechanics of anywhere in the country. And in addition, one other little quick fact, you can find out more and take the tour of their facility by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go to the website and ask to take the tour. And then if you want to call up and schedule a tour all by your little lonesome, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here by me, or the one up there where Bo is in Concord, Massachusetts. And good morning to you, Mr. Bo, and I hope you're not standing outside in the phone booth.
No, absolutely not. I'm sitting here in the hotel room. I'm watching the snow fall. I'm watching the snow piles go by. You know, it's a wonderful winter day here in Massachusetts right now. But, yeah, like you were saying, National Aviation Academy, we've been in operation in Clearwater, Florida since, you know, the late 60s.
Yep.
And we've been in operation up here in Massachusetts at Hanscom Field originally, and then now over here in Concord since the mid to early 2000s. But we took over a well-established aviation maintenance technician school called East Coast Aerotech back at that time, that had a great reputation, and East Coast Aerotech's well-established up here since the 1930s here in Massachusetts. So, you know, National Aviation Academy has a long history of training aviation maintenance technicians, you know, well-established a track record. And, you know, with all the challenges going on in the world, finding employees, getting out there, finding well-trained, skilled employees, National Aviation Academy is doing all it can to help out the aviation maintenance industry to make sure there's, you know, well-qualified individuals out there to maintain and return to service these aircraft, these components. So there's a great opportunity out there for anyone looking for it right now. Give us a call, you know, visit our website, and, see if National Aviation Academy is the right fit for you.
You betcha. And, you know, I keep hearing about all these planes that are going from here, there, and everywhere, the fighters that they're bringing out. Some of them are bringing out of mothballs. Some of them they're retrofitting. And when they say that, I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about. But Israel is going to buy some more fighters from the United States. And they buy the stripped-down version, and then they turn around and make it into their own version of the fighter they want. Is that correct?
Sure. You know, I'm not familiar with what's going on exactly with Israel right now and some of our old military assets here in the United States. But it's not uncommon for the United States, to sell military assets for foreign military sales to other governments to help support and defend themselves. So, you know, we here in the United States, we even go back to, you know, what's referred to as the boneyard, right, where we take aircraft that get retired. We've gone back into that boneyard, pulled out those aircraft, you know, did some upgrades, some modification, retrofit them with new technology, and then put them back in service. You know, the last one I can think of off the top of my head, we've done that too, is the F-18 Hornet. You know, we went to the boneyard, pulled out some F-18s, you know, turned them into Super Hornets. I can't remember the actual designation they had for them. But, you know, there was some work that had to be done in order to get those aircraft back up to the standard that they needed to perform at. But it's not uncommon. Like I said, the United States sells military assets to foreign militaries, foreign governments all the time, you know, to help our allies out and to help our friends defend themselves and you know, make sure they can be free and prosper also.
And, folks, we are talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. You can find out more about them and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time on the website, naa.edu. Or give them a call straight up, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, where Bo happens to be right now. Well, final question for you, Bo. We realize that there is a shortage of aviation maintenance technicians. Now, how long, and there is a difference based on the experience of the individual, how long does it take for someone to go through the class and become certified as an aviation maintenance technician?
Sure. Here at National Aviation Academy, you know, up here at our Concord, Massachusetts location, we run a day shift, 14-month, 2,000-hour program. And down in our Clearwater, Florida location, we run a 14-month, 2,000-hour program. And we run a 21-month, 3,000-hour program. And we run a day shift in and night shift down there. So what people have to remember is there's really only three ways to go about getting in a rating of airframe and or power plant. And, you know, if you've never worked on aircraft before at all in any form or fashion, you have to go to a school. There's no other way to really get it done. You know, people that worked on aircraft inside in the military, for example, or if they were lucky enough, you find a job in the civilian aviation world, they can get signed off what's referred to as credible experience. But the majority of individuals end up going to a school, one of the 180 certificated aviation maintenance technician schools that are located in the United States. They go to the school, they get the required training, they meet all the prerequisites, and then they take their exams, the Federal Aviation Administration exams, written, orals, and practical exams in order to receive a rating of airframe and or power plant. So that's really the way to get it done. That's what National Aviation Academy does. We provide that prerequisite training so somebody can meet the requirements in order to take those FAA required exams to get their ratings of airframe and or power plant. But again, there's 180 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. You know, looking at National Aviation Academy, go to the FAA website. You can put find a school in there, and it'll pull up all the list of the schools in the United States. You know, ones that are in your state, you can search by state. But, you know, see National Aviation Academy, compare us to the other schools that are available to you, see what we have to offer, see what the other schools have to offer, make a well-educated decision. The aviation maintenance technician industry right now is doing very, very well. They're looking for individuals that want to work hard. They want to be part of something important, you know, and it's an opportunity for you to provide for yourself, for your family, and get into a good career field.
Sure. And ask to take the tour when you call 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of those two campuses. Well, Bo, we've run out of time here, so I look forward to seeing you when you get back. And when will you be back?
Hopefully I can get out of here on Friday morning, you know. Hopefully the flight isn't delayed, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, sir. You take care. Bo Browning, everybody, at National Aviation Academy up there in Concord, Massachusetts right now. And we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment of the program coming up. Don't go anywhere. Got more to tell you about.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Thanks very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear him tomorrow morning on the program. And I'm sure we're going to have another lively and stimulating conversation. We always do. Meantime, this final segment of the show today brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And, of course, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, for you folks around the country, Dominic's has parts. They do repairs on site. In other words, if you're coming down here and you want something you get fixed, bring it with you and they'll fix it. But Dominic's will also offer locally installation on-site cleaning parts and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922 2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store, whatever the case might happen to be. Again, the phone number, and remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Remember, the phone number is 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Very important. Very important. Because sometimes you might wind up getting a little bonus or a benefit out of that. We'll see. Okay. Now, the White House has set up President Joe Biden, just signed an executive order, launching a White House steering committee on equity. You heard me right. It's supposed to raise the profile of racial discrimination and other issues of equity. Now, the new emphasis is on equity, equal outcomes rather than equal opportunity. Now, it's occurring along with a new rise in open, vocal animus towards straight white men. And that's unacceptable. And of course it is, because individual straight white men can be jerks, just like individual members of every other group. But as a whole, more of them than any other demographic have died in wars to keep us safe. And they built a lot of the institutions that have made our country the freest and richest on the planet of Earth. And as history demonstrates, only six societies are worse leaders, the scapegoat groups, based on their innumerable characteristics, can't get by. We know where Joe Biden is on that list. And decent people, folks, by contrast, acknowledge that, but what matters the most on the inside? Well, that's character, that's work ethic, and that's heart and desire. Now, those are truly words right there worth remembering. Those are truly words right there worth remembering. Okay, onward and upward. How about the FBI and the BLM back in 2020? Remember that? All the trouble we had? Did anybody other than me bother to do a little research and figure out that maybe that wasn't just people being mad with somebody and they came out to voice their opinion and we got what we got? Well, for those that don't know, the FBI used somebody named Michael Windecker, a violent felon, to get close to Black Lives Matter in Denver. And as the protests erupted over George Floyd's death, he helped to get the activists arrested for crimes in order to fight terrorists, according to documents, footage, and interviews obtained by The Intercept. Now, this is amazing, because Windecker helped organize multiple anti-police protests that turned violent. He and an undercover FBI agent also tried to encourage two activists to plot violent conspiracies, offering to supply weapons and other needs. Now, one idea was to assassinate Colorado's attorney general, and another was to blow up the courthouse. Neither socialist agreed to a violent plot, but Windecker got one of them arrested for buying him a gun. Now, I'll go on by finishing it with this, saying that whatever we also know, it is that the FBI flew surveillance planes over crowds of Black Lives Matter protesters across the U.S. in 2020. That same year, the Bureau used over a dozen informants and agents to infiltrate the anti-government group Wolverine Watchmen and help members stage a plot to kidnap and overthrow the governor of Michigan. Interestingly enough, the FBI who worked with Windecker, the person was nicknamed Red, the same nickname an agent had in the Michigan plot tasks with supplying explosives. Same person? Maybe. Maybe. And just remember this. For decades, the FBI used agents and informants to try and provoke political and religious radicals into plotting violence in order to arrest them. And you've been around it, some of these rallies. You've seen it. You've heard it. And as a recent report shows, an anti-conservative slant from FBI leaders, those unethical practices raise very troubling questions about the Bureau's involvement in the Trump Capitol protest, which Congress is starting to investigate. We'll see how that plays out. And as they say in the business, to be continued. All right. Let me see here. Let's go to the telephone line. Let me choose something up here. Because I think I know who I got. So hold on. We're going to queue this up. And then we're going to get started with the caller. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hang in there. I'm waiting for this to queue up. And when it does, away we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't understand the leftists, the Marxists, Joe Biden, okay? Joe Biden hates everybody in Wisconsin, okay? Doesn't matter if you're black, doesn't matter if you're Jewish, doesn't matter if you're white, he hates everybody, okay? That's why you're so stupid to be a Democrat and vote for a Democrat. You're an idiot, okay? I don't care if you live in New York or Cali or wherever you live, okay? Because this president and the Democrat Party doesn't care about anything but themselves. They have no money, okay? Unlike Donald Trump, who had his own money. They have no money. So they run the politics to get all the money, okay? They don't care about you. They don't care about America. They don't care about your kids, okay? It's all about cramming down the socialist Marxist agenda so they can get rich and you can suffer, okay? It's that simple. You don't have to go to Harvard. You don't have to go to Yale to figure that out. But by the way, all those institutions, all these colleges were built on Jesus Christ. You know, when the captain says Judeo-Christian values, that's Jesus was a Jew. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the God of America, whether you want to acknowledge him or not. And he's the God of all the United, of all the world. Jehovah the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the only thing worth living for, and that's the only thing worth dying for, because everybody else will turn on you. Donald Trump has experienced that, and so did Jesus. Stand up for your country, stand up for our Lord and Savior, and fire the FBI. In Jesus' name, we take dominion. Amen. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, direct and to the point. Here comes the music. That means I got 30 seconds to say I'll see you tonight on the Radio. And it's going to be just an absolutely picture-perfect postcard. A Sunday down to here. Baseball starts officially this weekend, the next day or two. The spring training games. Get out there. Go see a team. Kick back, relax. Don't forget the suntan lotion and the sunglasses and the hat.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.